stumble through it.
Okay, we're good to go.
We'll get there. Are we ready? I will call the Story County Board of Supervisors to order, acting as the Board of Canvassers this morning for the two school elections we had last week, Mallard and Nevada. Abstract of votes. Story County, Iowa, leading unassigned members of the Board of Supervisors, ex officio Story County Board of Canvassers. For this county, do by certify the following to be true and correct abstract of votes cast in this county at the Nevada School District. Special election held on the second day of February 2016 is shown by the tally list returned from the several election precincts. For the major, Nevada Consolidated School District, CPEL.
Apple.
Continuation, shall the Board of Directors of the Nevada Community School District in Story County, State of Iowa, for the purpose of purchasing and improving grounds, constructing schoolhouses or buildings, and opening roads to schoolhouses or buildings, purchasing of buildings, purchase, lease, or lease purchase of technology and equipment, paying debts contracted for the erection or construction of schoolhouses or buildings, not including interest on bonds, procuring or acquisition of libraries, repairing, remodeling, reconstructing, improving, or expanding the schoolhouses or buildings, in addition to existing schoolhouses, expenditures for energy conservation for school buildings or equipment. Did I miss a sentence? Close enough. School buildings or equipment, purchasing equipment authorized by law, or for any purpose or purposes now and hereafter authorized by law, be authorized for a period of 10 years to levy annually a voter-approved physical plant and equipment property tax not to exceed 67 cents per $1,000 of assessed valuation on the property within the school district, commencing with a levy for the collection in the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2018, or each year thereafter. For the question, there were 178 votes. Against the question, there were 53 votes, for a total of 231 votes.
Now, do you have to reread that whole thing again?
Yeah, for Ballard. Mm-hmm. We need to, here we go.
Can you read just the last?
Highlighted version.
Just the highlighted version. We therefore declare the public measure to be adopted.
There you go.
Okay. So anything else we need to do for Nevada?
Nope.
No. So the next one is for Ballard. And there's a couple of different things here for Ballard. Abstract of vote, Story County, Iowa, we, the unassigned members of the Board of Supervisors and ex officio County Board of Canvassers for this county, do hereby certify the following to be true and correct abstract of the votes cast in this county at the Ballard Consolidated School District special election held on the second day of February 2016 is shown by the tally list returned from the several election precincts. Ballard District Director, Ballard's Director of District 3, Darren Wogemuth, received 253 votes, candidate total 253, scattering of 8 votes for a total of 261 votes. We therefore declare Darren Wogemuth duly elected for the office of Ballard Director of District Number 3 for a term of 2 years. Abstract of votes, Story County, Iowa. We, the unassigned members of the Board of Supervisors and ex officio County Board of Canvassers for the county, do hereby certify the following to be true and correct abstract of the votes cast in this county at the Ballard Consolidated School District special election held on the second day of February 2016, as shown by the tally list returned from the several election precincts for the public measure. Ballard CSD PPEL. And I am not going to read that entire paragraph because it's exactly the same as the other one. The levy rate is $1.34 per $1,000 assessed valuation for taxable property within the school district and be authorized annually in combination as determined by the board to levy a fiscal plant and equipment property tax upon the taxable property within the school district commencing with the levy of property taxes for collection in the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2018 and to impose a fiscal plant and equipment income surtax upon the state individual income tax of each individual income tax payer resident in the school district on December 31st for each calendar year commencing with the calendar year 2017 or each year thereafter. For the question, there were 227 votes. Against the question, there were 87 votes. For a total of 314 votes, we therefore declare the public measure to be adopted. Kevin, you have anything to add to that?
Just that for the Ballard vote, that we did have one provisional ballot that was cast at the precinct. Once we received the ballot, it was determined that this was a voter that was actually a Boone County voter that was registered to vote in Boone County for the in the Ballard School District. So the provisional board did accept and count their ballot.
Okay. Very good.
So do we need to move that certify that the election is complete and so forth?
Can we do it for each?
Do you want a motion for each?
Please.
All right, I take a motion for Nevada first.
I don't have it in front of me, but I would move to certify that the results of the Nevada special election are to be complete as identified.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Anything further? Clinton?
Aye.
Sanders?
Aye.
Toot?
Aye.
And for Ballard? Same motion. I move that we certify the results and declare the canvass completed.
Second.
Motion and a second. Anything further? Sanders?
Aye.
Clinton?
Aye.
Toot? Aye. That's been approved. Anything else?
Now, what about the school district one? The vote?
That's it.
It's all one.
All in one.
Yeah, it was included on the side.
Sounds good. You got a blue pen?
Okay, I'll call it adjourned.
Okay. Thank you.